The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At daybreak on the first day of the week, the women who had come from Galilee with Jesus took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles, but their story seemed like nonsense and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent down, and saw the burial cloths alone. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord. We all know the Easter story. 2,000 years ago, some women went to the tomb to worship or do something to the body, and they found the tomb empty. And what did they do? Well, they were filled with all sorts of feelings. They were puzzled. They were frightened. Two angels appeared to them. And at the end, they went running back to where the apostles and other disciples were to tell them the news that the tomb was empty. And then Peter and John came running and found the tomb empty. And what did they do? They ran back to tell people. And you can imagine that all that day, and for many, 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 many days after, people were rushing here and there saying, "The tomb is empty. He did rise from the dead." They didn't keep it to themselves. This was fantastic news. And they didn't want to keep it to themselves, but they wanted other people to know because it was the fulfillment of all the prophecies about Jesus that he would rise on the third day, that indeed he was the Lord. So this fulfills the prophecies, and so the people had to remember that. When they remembered that, they were astonished and thrilled, filled with joy, and couldn't wait to tell other people about it. So let's fast forward 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago to today. What do we do? Well, we're probably going to go home, set the table, put out the silverware, have a nice meal, maybe lamb, ham, pass out Easter candy, pick out which jelly beans we like, and then after that's all over, have a nice nap, and that'll be it. 2,000 years, what a difference it makes. The original disciples were so on fire with the truth of the empty tomb that they couldn't wait. In fact, they knew this was an obligation to them to go tell other people because, again, it's the fulfillment of all the promises about Jesus. And they knew that this is what God had fulfilled for them, and they knew what they were called to do, that is, go out and tell other people about it. And in particular, we get this from Isaiah, they were to go out and let the poor know, to let the prisoners know, to let the blind know, to let the widow and the orphan know, because this was Independence Day for the entire universe. Because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, no one is a prisoner. Everyone is a free child of God and called to flourish as a child of God. That's the good news that the women were given, that the apostles, disciples were given, that we're given. But it's interesting that we have, in a sense, domesticated the message so that it's just one more day of celebrating, and then we go back to our regular work life. Of course, it's not how it's supposed to be. What are we supposed to be doing? Well, really, if you think about it, we're supposed to be going outside those doors, going up and down the streets, wishing people a happy Easter, maybe knocking on a door and say, hey, do you know the Lord rose? He freed you from the power of sin and death. Isn't that wonderful? What can we do for you? How can we help you? What are your needs? I mean, that's an on-fire community. Now, if the apostles were here, if Mary Magdalene were here in the flesh, because they are here, all of heaven is here with us celebrating, but if they were here in the flesh, I can imagine them standing at the doors as we go out and take us by the hand, one at a time, and then just start walking with us all around our neighborhood. They wouldn't come home with us. They say, well, we can do that later. We can have a nice meal later. Right now, we have been given a commission. We have an obligation to take what we're celebrating today and take it out into the world. Not expect other people to do it, but to expect we do it. We are the children of God. We are the disciples today. And are we on fire with the Easter promise, the Easter proof that Jesus did die and rise from the dead and changed everything? It's our Independence Day. How many people actually know that in the world? How many people are living in darkness and despair, who are depressed, who don't have hope? And if we know that hope is alive, and hope is not a feeling, but it's a being, God, then how dare we not take that hope into the world? Again, that's our commission. We're going to hear it when we get to the Feast of the Ascension. Again, Jesus, just before he rose to the Father, he didn't say, okay, go home. Have a nice meal in my honor. Remember, just talk about me. No, he said, go out into the whole world. Go, not home. Go out into the whole world and proclaim the good news. That's what we're celebrating now, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And baptize people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's you, that's me. That's the commission we've been given. And again, if we go back 2,000 years ago, the church grew dramatically because the disciples were so convinced that what had happened was true, and it was not just good news, but the best news possible, that they were always going out, always going out. And we have Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, going everywhere around the Mediterranean. And he didn't worry about how he was treated. He was persecuted. He was stoned, left for dead. He was expelled from cities. He was shipwrecked. But as he says, that's nothing compared to the gift of Jesus Christ in my life. Do we think that way? Are we so convicted and convinced in the love of God and of his love for us? Because he didn't die for generic people, he died for individual people, that's you and me. Are we so convicted and convinced of it that we can think about nothing more than, okay, to whom can I take this good news? Who is out there that I don't even know? But if I get to know them, I can tell them about the good news of salvation. I can tell them about Jesus. So we have the scripture stories, and we're going to hear how the church grew in the Acts of the Apostles. And it's amazing. We're going to hear about people who were so convinced that Jesus had risen from the dead, that he had freed them from the power of sin and death, that they did not have to be afraid or worry about anything, that they actually sold their homes and gave the money to the apostles. Anyone here ever done that? But it should be happening. Maybe it's not going to, everybody's going to do it, but we need as Christians to show other people that, in fact, we don't just talk the talk, but we actually walk the walk. That we really believe this is true, and that no matter what we give to God, no matter what we suffer, and we're promised suffering, it won't matter because the treasure that we truly want, the fulfillment that we really want, is God. Heaven. That's God. So here's another Easter, and will we treat it like all our other Easters? Have a, you know, a nice time. There's nothing wrong with partying. If anybody has mimosas, I'm coming over. I could go for that. And the kids, I know none of them brought me any chocolate rabbits, so, you know, there's nothing wrong with celebrating. But even there, do we even think to bring in neighbors into that celebration and say, this is what we're celebrating? It doesn't matter what they believe, but we bring them in because this is so important to us. We'd like you to be a part of it. And we'll tell you the story. We'll read the story. And we'll sing a song or so. And then we'll have some good food. And then maybe we'll do some other singing or watch a good Easter movie and talk about our belief in God. I mean, that would be radical. And of course, there are Christians that do that, always inviting their neighbors and strangers in because that's what they believe they're supposed to do. And they're absolutely right. So imagine yourself again, as I said, if the apostles were here, if Mary Magdalene was here, Joanna was here, people who believed and who really lived the gospel message, if they were here and they offered to take our hand and walk with us through all our neighborhoods, how would we feel? What would we do? What would we say to them? And then can we do that for one another? Not just today, Easter Day, but every day. Because the good news has been given to us in abundance so that we can give it away in abundance. And the more we give it away, the more we have, the more joy we have, the more faith we have, the more conviction we have, and the more hope we have, which is something we're called to bring into the world. So celebrate. We should. Every single day is an Easter day because we remember the Paschal mystery, the death and rising of Christ. So it doesn't have to be just Easter Day, but every day we're called to be like the women who went to the empty tomb and ran back to tell the apostles. We're called to be like Peter and John, racing one another to the tomb to see what was going on there, and then racing back to the other disciples to tell them, yeah, it's true, it really did happen. And then for centuries, great growth happening because Christians really believed the Easter story, not as just a story, but the story, our story, that God has given to us so that we can share it with the world.